There is a podcast brewing that's about to take over podcasting for good. The only podcast that you are going to need to tune into day in, day out, is the Member Guest Podcast.
If I can hit it down the middle of the fairway, that's great. But again, with the driver right now, the driver sucks.
John Daly, and you're listening to the Member Guest Podcast. Rip it, rip it.
All right, all right. Welcome back to the Member Guest Podcast here in the studio with the guys. We have a experimental episode tonight, which may or may not go well. We don't know yet. but actually, Jordan had an idea a little while ago to start maybe mixing in, like trying to play some games on the podcast. He's a big game guy.
Big game guy. Love games, love trivia. I think so, it gets the audience involved. Like
we were sitting at dinner at the club the other night, and Tony's wife had a game that they'd been playing, and we started playing it as a group and just had a blast with it. And so we thought we could do it on the podcast tonight and make it about golf. So here's the game, and then we'll kind of go around the horn.
And I don't know what the game is yet.
Yeah, neither do our listeners.
You are totally blind, right?
Yeah. Totally blind.
So our listeners...
I did not get invited to dinner, so...
Yeah, so our listeners, you will be the... you'll be the person asking the questions. Like if you're riding in the car or whatever, you can... You can think like the person that's going to be asking the questions, if that's helpful. So here's the game. It's called the rating game. We're going to call this episode the golf rating episode. And so what I'll do is one person will close their eyes, and the other three guys will pick a number between 1 and 10, you know, holding your fingers out, right? In the audience, you're not going to know what the number is. Neither will I or the person whose eyes are closed. And so let's say you picked a 5 or 6. So let's say you picked a 5, number between 1 through 10. Now I am going to open my eyes. I don't know the number, and I'm going to ask you questions about golf, things about golf. I might say, Jordan, you went and got a new driver. What kind of driver did you get? And you've got to get me a driver that is equal to that number on a scale of 1 to 10. So if I gave you a 3, you might say, I just got a Tour Exotics driver, right? And I'm going to keep asking questions. And then after I ask a few questions, I'm going to guess the number. And I'm going to try to get as close as I can to the number. Okay. And we'll go around. Everybody will go once.
Can we do a test?
I think we should do, what we should do is you can ask everybody 2 questions. So okay. That's 6 that's questions.
Cool. Okay. So six questions.
So let's say I close my eyes.
Yeah. So let's say it's not about golf. And I say, and you close your eyes. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you open your eyes and you ask me, you say, Andy, you're going to go to dinner tonight with Sarah to a restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. Where are you going to go? And I say, Manny's. Okay. You probably are guessing that's either a 9 or a 10 for me because I love Manny's, mm-hmm. right? And if I said PF Chang's, you might be like, oh, that's probably in the
7.
4 or 5 range. It could be higher than that. I kind of like Chang's, to be honest. Lettuce wraps are phenomenal.
Nails. Mm. Yeah. Okay. So I ask you 2 questions, you 2 questions.
And not, I think we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So just go around twice.
And so I have 6 data points. Nice.
So then make your guess. Synergy right there.
So yeah, this is going to be golf related. So like if we're talking about golf courses,
mm-hmm.
and the number good. And it's public,
I love this.
Public golf
this
courses.
Is so good. I love games.
Okay.
Let's just do it.
We're ready. All right. So I'm going to close my eyes now.
You're going to close your eyes.
Yeah. You guys are going to pick the number.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready.
Yep. That works.
Okay. You guys are ready.
Let's do it.
All right. So I'll start with you, Tony. And, we're going to go, you just bought a brand new sleeve of golf balls to play in a tournament starting on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
What sleeve of golf balls did you buy?
You know, I would be looking at, I'd be picking up, I'd be going down to the pro shop there, and I would be probably picking up a, Chrome Soft.
Okay.
All right. I love this. Well. We got to keep answers like
less
than 10 words, less than 10 seconds.
Callaway Chrome Soft. We'll do the best we can. Okay. So right off the bat, I've got some numbers in mind. Johnny, you just got a brand new pair of golf shoes. What'd you get?
Man, picked up some new G4s, those G4 trainers.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we're decently high up in number. And then Jordan, you got a new set of irons.
Mm.
What did you get?
Oh man. I got.
Jordan, we have to keep answers under 10 seconds and under 5 words.
I got Strixons.
Strixon irons. Okay, G4s. We got Strixon irons. We've got a Callaway Chrome softball. Tony, you've got to play a round of golf tomorrow at a local golf course. Which one are you playing?
Public or private?
Either one.
Golden Valley Country Club.
Golden Valley Country Club. Okay, I think I have a guess here.
A good one.
You should guess, and if you can guess the number in less than that, like that's your...
Yeah.
One guess, though. You only get one guess.
Yeah. I'm going to guess 7.
Oh!
Is it 7?
Seven.
Nice job.
Nice.
Wow. Nails.
Domination.
We need to take a note to edit into the podcast the number before.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking we could.
The number
We wouldn't because the audience is also thinking, what could this
be? Oh, true.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Very good point.
Well done, Andy.
Right, so Tony, you're up.
Nice all right, job.
So,
that's pretty good.
Very good job, Andy. So he just got that in 4 questions.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like name that tune.
Okay.
You good?
Yep.
Rock and roll.
All right. So I'm going to start with Johnny here. Johnny, you are going to be going on a golf trip. And you are hopping on a plane to go play a round of golf. Where are you headed?
You know, it's going to be a short flight. I think we're going to play, the number's putting me in a tricky spot. I'm going to take a short flight down into Des Moines. We're going to play a course down around there. I don't know many of the courses, but I'm sure there's one that would match up with our rating. So,
love it.
Okay. All right. That's a little bit of a, I don't know how to go with that one, but I'll go on to my next question. We're going to Des Moines. All right.
We're going to Des Moines.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice job, Johnny.
Great job,
boys,
Johnny.
We're just going to go. We're going to take a flight to Des Moines.
Short flight.
No offense to anybody that's from Des Moines. Jordan, I walk into a second swing down there. You're getting fitted for some new wedges.
Mm.
What are you picking up?
Tour Edge.
Okay.
All right. Some exotics. Tour Edge, is very popular on the Champions Tour. So, if we're talking about 3-wood, they're not bad 3-woods at all.
Tour Edge is a good brand.
Yeah. I have a ballpark in mind, however. Andy, we are going to play a private golf club in the metro area here.
Yeah, we're going to play Delwood Country Club.
Okay. In the essence of trying to beat Andy, got it in 4 questions, I am going to enter a guess of 3.
Close. 5.
Yeah. No offense to Reg.
I was in a tough spot. I'm like, how do I rate a golf trip less than a 7? I mean, I don't think I could take a plane to play golf anywhere.
Johnny kind of threw that one off.
I didn't know where to go.
Flight to Des Moines.
I thought Tour Edge was
Tour Edge was good. Yeah,
I'm just thinking
below that would be
pretty good. Like 5 is like average.
Where? I mean, so where? What wedges are like a 3?
Probably go
no name, or I would have said
like an illegal wedge.
Used.
Well, I would have said
sure out.
Used.
No, what are those? What's that like? The lucky wedges that you see
on TV. Little lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. Like 80 degree wedge.
Yeah, 80 degrees.
I would have been like used lucky wedges.
So you're going. Yeah. Your 3s are illegal wedges. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have said like, we're at second swing, so these are used wedges.
All right.
That are going in Sid's.
Fair enough.
All right. Don't make this one too tough on me. All right. Tony used most of my questions.
We won't.
All right. My eyes are totally closed. I promise.
Okay.
All right, we're ready.
All right, Johnny.
All right, Jordan.
What I do?
So you win a match. You're playing for prod against your buddy. You go into the shop afterwards. You're picking out a polo. What brand are you grabbing?
I'm staying with the Wolfpack. I'm going Grayson.
Ooh, okay. So it's nice. It's nice. Okay.
Wolfpack.
Andy.
Yeah, bud.
You're just finishing a round. You're walking off the course. You're thinking about grabbing some food. What are you ordering?
I'm going to order a 16-ounce cowboy dusted ribeye with chimichurri sauce and a baked potato fully loaded and a Arnold Palmer.
Ooh, okay. Dialed. Dialed.
Okay. And what?
Arnold Palmer.
Yeah. Okay. Dialed.
And for dessert, right, we're going to have a key lime pie.
Mm. Ooh, dessert too. All right. All right. Gears are turning. All right, Tone. You could play a round with two celebrities. Doesn't matter what they're famous for. Who would they be?
Cool. Any celebrities.
And it could be an athlete, could be a movie star. They're famous for something.
Since this is a golf podcast, I will go with Rory McIlroy and we'll go with Rory McIlroy and Max Homa.
Ooh, and Homa, okay. I really want to ask one more question, but I'm going to jump on the Tony train and just go for it. Because Tiger Woods wasn't mentioned in that pairing, I'm going to have to say it was a 9.
Oh,
ding, 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 ding.
The dinner threw me off. I thought dinner was a 10, so then I was like, all right, where are we going with this? All right, we did it. We did
it. So right now, Andy and Johnny in the lead.
He just got it in 3.
Yeehaw.
Johnny in the lead. All right.
Okay, we're good.
All right, let's do it.
Can I blind bet?
Oh, you're just going?
I love gambling.
Okay, you can guess, and then we won't tell you if you're right or wrong. And
6.
Then...
Okay.
No.
Well, now I know it's not 6. You're not supposed to tell me.
Should we pick a new number?
No,
I
like
to gamble.
It.
That's just an absurd. just a 10% chance.
Well, no, it's definitely less than that because we already have 3 numbers out there. Oh, you guys aren't going to do it again.
All right.
Well, true. You don't know that.
Well, now I know it's not 6, so I'm going to... No, actually, no, we'll keep going.
All right.
We're going to do a new number, a fresh number. All right. You actually ruined that one.
Yep, I did.
So,
we can cut that.
Ready? Close your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
Jordan, let me guess.
I'm going to start with... Actually, I'm going to start with Johnny. Mm. And you'll see why in a second.
Oh, shit.
Johnny, you're pulling up to the shack on after hole 13.
Okay.
Have to go to 14. Haven't had a very good round. You're like, you know what? I'm going to limp in here these last 4 or 5 holes. I'm going to get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
I need something to... quench my thirst.
Okay.
What are you ordering?
I'm going to have a peach high noon.
Ooh. Sounds good. I don't drink, but that sounds like it would be good.
Sounds very peachy.
Cap? Peach high noon. Andy. You're on the putting green.
Mm-hmm.
Right, just out at the practice putting green.
Yep.
And you are toying with different putters. You got like a line of 10, 12 different brands.
Okay.
Which one are you rolling?
So I'm going to roll a TaylorMade Spider.
Mm, I got it. Mm. You guys ready? I'm going to go for the win here.
Go ahead.
6.
Sorry.
Nope.
Oh, what? You can still get another question. Unless, is that it?
No, he can't win.
Yeah, I'll ask Tony the question. I can't win. wow, really? That's what I would grade a peach high noon in a day.
That was a tough one. I mean.
Yeah. Okay.
The drink one's tough.
Man, I thought I had that. That's so brutal. Just
sitting on the edge of his seat.
Dude, I was. So bad, I did. Yeah, I'm a gamer.
It's a good game.
You just, man, I thought it was six. It's so brutal. All right, Tony, we've got a foursome, and we are playing. We're playing a game for money. What game are we playing?
Yeah, we're just playing you know, 2020 NASA.
Seven? Yeah. Yeah, dude, a beach high noon is not a seven. I was so close.
That's so tough.
I knew I had to be right there. Like I had, it wasn't more than 1 point higher or lower.
No, that was a good guess. I mean, that's so hard. The drink thing's opinionated. I mean,
yeah.
I think we should, just for fun now,
we should go Johnny versus Andy here.
I think we should. I think we should, but we should ask all six questions just for the fun of it.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to do Johnny versus Andy, okay. And we're going to assume you guys are in first and second.
Okay.
Right, because, now, Johnny. Because
Andy didn't have, you know, he had no idea how many everybody else was going to be.
Yeah, so well, now it's a head-to-head. We'll say Johnny is in the lead.
Okay.
And just based on the questions, when you at, like, we'll decide who wins. Tony, I'll be judge.
I like
that.
What
do you mean?
Well, it depends. I mean, you don't have to ask all six, maybe like 4 or 5.
I think it's the quality of the questions.
Let's go around the horn once.
Okay.
And we'll do sudden death. Until somebody, all right, loses.
I like that. All right. So who wants to go first?
Three questions. I'll go.
Well, yep. Or should he go first?
I'll go.
Okay. So Andy, go first. Close your eyes. Good.
Yeah.
Yep. Good. Let's do it.
All right, Tony, you just finished playing. What'd you shoot?
Great question.
87.
Okay. I know where we are.
That is a great question.
Okay, so Johnny, you have to play tomorrow, and you are going to carry your bag, and you have a different bag than your McKenzie bag.
Okay.
What kind of bag are you carrying tomorrow?
Probably going to be carrying a tour bag with an extra pair of shoes in it and six sleeves of balls.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm in like the vicinity right now of like where I want to go. I do get one more question, and Jordan, you're going to be the question. So you, Jordan, you are going to you're going to go to a professional golf tournament tomorrow, and you've got to shadow a player all day and watch them hit every shot.
Danny Willett.
Okay.
Ooh.
You didn't say Spieth, so it's not a one. I'm between 2 and 3. Ooh, I'm between 2 and 3. 87, dude. It's a 3. What was it?
It was 2.
You were there.
87 is a right 2 there. Round for you?
Well, I think I figured in my head,
yeah, dude,
90
yeah,
or higher.
Way higher.
That's brutal. I just got hosed. That's brutal.
Dude, I had peach high noon, bro.
I guess I guess that was
a bad
answer.
What about the tour bag?
That was the one that
I mean, Johnny's answer was fucking awesome.
It was awesome.
I guess that'd be my low or highest round in like 2 years. So,
yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Damn. Okay. All right. Let's just get Johnny to miss and then we'll keep going.
Sorry.
All right, Johnny. Sorry.
Fine. I'm going to just throw Johnny off though. No, I'm not. Cause he gave me a really good answer.
That was a great answer.
All right. Let's ride.
Dang,
let's
do it. It was 2, wasn't it? Mm. Yeah. Dang it. I should have known that. Yeah. 87. Hold on. Okay. We're good.
Good to go.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. I'll start with Jordan.
What I do, baby.
So somewhat, I don't know if you guys can tell me if this is fair or not based on the last question.
Pick a number between 1 and 10.
Yeah.
Tell me what you're thinking.
You just held up a number a second ago. No, you plan a scramble.
Uh-huh.
I feel like this is too similar to the
last
one.
No, go ahead. You're good. You're good.
You plan a scramble, decent players. You guys are having a decent day. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're not. What did you guys shoot with no mulligans?
12 under.
Too soon.
That's what Johnny shot today.
All right, fair.
My real answer would be 9 under.
9 under, okay.
Yep, that'd be my real answer.
Okay. Andy.
Yeah, buddy.
You're also playing a round of golf.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of pace are you playing that round in?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Great question.
So we're gonna,
great question.
We play this round. Johnny shoot good. We play this round in 5 hours flat.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Good question, good answer.
Yeah. Very good question.
Yeah, okay.
Solid answer.
Good question, good answer.
That's an elite question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Johnny's good at this game. Yeah. We need a new game for next time.
Oh, shit. All right. Tone, you're down one. You're coming down the stretch, coming down 18. In a match, it's tight. You've got 80 yards left. What'd you leave it to?
I kind of laid the sod over it a little bit, and I came up maybe like 3 paces short of the green.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay. That changes my thought process quite a bit.
Wouldn't read too much into Tony's like rating.
Well, no. You know what?
Playing golf.
Let me just think about it. I need to adjust that.
Yeah. Okay.
I apologize.
No, you're good.
I left it to 35 feet.
Okay. That helps me
from
narrow
a wedge,
it down.
From a wedge shot.
Yeah, okay. The number is 6.
To be fair, Tony hits a wedge from 170. So
I'm not talking about that wedge.
That's true. Okay. I'm going with 6. Was it 6?
No.
That was my
5.
That was my
4. Wow. Okay. No, you're good.
4 is
good.
Not hitting the green.
That's a tricky one.
Yeah. So then I should have just left it. I would have probably first answer.
I mean, I would say
3,
like you're
3 feet short of the green.
20 yards left of the green.
Right? I'd say you ended up in a bunker.
Bunker.
Oh, see, my question was like, do I say I hit it in the bunker, or do I say I laid the sod over it and left it just short?
You did say those are tricky. Sod over it, so that's fair.
Those are tricky. You're right.
Laid the sod over it instantly has to get you under 5.
There's such small discrepancies too between like a 4 and a 6, where it's just like
I would have said a 30-something footer's like a 6.
All right,
I would agree with that. That's why I thought you guys were trying to say that I was too bad.
Should we go again? But now we get 2 questions.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, this is a fun game.
Okay. I think we keep it at 3.
Okay.
Yeah. One more time.
And should we? I was gonna say, could we play banker?
All right.
I'll go first.
Wait, no, you're not going.
No, you're not in.
All right, Tony just won.
You were eliminated.
You're out. It's between these
it's
two.
Between you two.
Close your eyes.
Champion. All right, I like it,
Johnny. You can pick it.
That's
going to be.
All right, ready?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, let's see. Johnny, it could be interesting.
Johnny, you just left the shop at the farm and you pulled a merch haul. What'd you get?
Ball marker.
A ball marker. What kind of ball marker?
The plastic one that's free.
I'm gonna ask the rest of the questions just to be safe.
Johnny, that's why I said not to pick that marker.
All right. Jordan, I have to play golf tomorrow at a public golf course in the Twin Cities Metro. Where are you playing?
I don't. Oh my God. 18 holes?
Yeah.
I don't.
All right, it's a 1, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Man, it's a 1. Like, I couldn't do that. I'm not going to do that to a Minnesota course. Like, I can't do that. Okay. You can't make me do that, man. Good
response. Right. I would love to know what you would rate a 1.
Don't say it.
That's why I picked that number.
I was literally trying to think of the mini putt golf course in Badness Heights that me and my buddies used to play at in high school.
You asked 18 holes?
Yeah, that's why I was like, does it have to be an 18-hole course?
Yeah, that's you asked a great question, though, on that first one, because that made it obvious, right, to some degree.
All right, that's why I didn't want you.
You were just like,
you picked that number, dude.
I didn't get anything.
All right, John, close your eyes.
I told him I'm good.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
All right, we're good, Johnny.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Let's do it. Jordan.
What's up?
You're walking 18. It's a new day. You got a new pair of kicks. You got to break them in. What are you busting out?
I think I got on a... You know my dad foot joys I have?
Yeah, yep.
I got the white ones.
The Eric Coles.
Comfy.
The white Eric Coles.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good answer. All right,
the white Eric Coles.
Okay. And we're keeping these all like golf questions, right?
Yep.
Okay. It's funny. A lot of these questions that are good ones have been asked. All right. Andy, you're going on a golf trip.
Yep.
It's a 5-day ordeal. You might play 36 some days. How many pairs of underwear are you bringing?
On a golf trip, it's a 5-day trip. I'm going to play 36 holes every day. How many pairs?
Not necessarily. You're mixing in one day or two. So you're playing, let's say you're playing 7 rounds over 5 days.
I feel like this is a little tough because I'm giving a number, but I'll say like.
No, you're right. True. That's true.
Yeah.
Should we change that? We can edit that question.
Yeah. Maybe okay. Edit that question.
Okay.
What is the length of your underwear?
Pull down your pants.
Whoa. Cut that.
Let's see. Here's a good one. We're about to have a guest on the show.
This could get dangerous.
I don't think we do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are you going to have on?
It wasn't going that direction, but we'll do something different. Okay. We've got a drivable par 4.
Yep.
What are you hitting?
A drivable par 4. I'm going... That's a great question, Johnny. And I'm going to hit a 3-wood. It's a drivable par 4. I'm going to hit my 3-iron.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Good
okay.
answer. Good
conservative.
Question.
Yep. All right, Tone. You're watching the Masters. It's close. It's really close. 5 of the top players are in contention. That could be whoever. Top doesn't mean anything. Your top 5 players are all in contention. Who's winning?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's going to be...
Gosh, long pauses on the podcast.
Yeah, this is a difficult question because like I like a lot of guys on the PGA Tour. We're gonna edit that out too.
No, we're not. We're clipping that. We're clipping that for next year's intro.
But how do you know?
I like a lot of guys.
How do you know it's a like? You're
yeah. Fair enough. We're gonna go. Oh, that's fair enough. I am going to say.
Shane Lowry.
No. I'm going to say Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson. Okay.
Okay. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Oh my gosh. He just came up on the DV. You see that? No. Pretty good.
All right, Johnny. Here we go.
7.
Oh my God. He got it.
Dude, he's way too good.
Let's go.
All
right.
One question, one answer.
All right.
One question, one answer.
One question, one answer, and you have to ask Tony.
All right. Yeah. All right. I like that.
Both of us have to ask Tony?
I got to come up with some questions.
I gotta
actually, since Johnny want Johnny.
Johnny gets to pick.
To pick.
Okay.
I get to pick what?
Who do you ask?
Me and Tony.
But it's my turn, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right. Alternate. Yeah,
so who does he have to ask and who do you get to ask?
Andy has to ask Jordan.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask anyway.
And I'll ask Tony. Right. Tony's been giving me some good
eyes
ones.
Eyes are closed.
You guys pick this
you
one.
You pick it.
Yeah, you're right. Shit.
Too easy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Come on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
That's good.
Okay, eyes are open. Jordan.
What's up, baby?
All right. So
right here.
You and I are going to. You and I decided that we're going to take a trip together.
We're going to start a podcast.
Boys will be boys. And we're going to go, we're going to take a trip either in the car or we're going to get on a plane and we're going to go play a golf course.
A singular golf course?
Yep. We're taking a drive and we're going to go play a golf course. Where are we playing?
The rating, I want to clarify, the rating is based off the golf course, not our drive, or is it the entire trip?
It's the whole thing.
So like, for example, if you played like a Whisper Rock, you have to be in the car with me for 26 hours?
No, we would fly to Whisper Rock.
Okay.
That does add a lot of complexity though.
Yeah, well, I just want to clarify because this is a big moment you and to try and dethrone Johnny.
Big moment.
The trip and course we are taking and playing, we will be flying on Delta Comfort.
Yep. Delta Comfort, okay.
Delta Comfort. And we are going to be flying to the state of... I don't want to ruin this for you. We're going to fly to Arizona.
Okay.
And we are going to play... We are going to play Quintero.
Which you recently played?
I play Quintero a decent amount, yeah. We're flying Delta Comfort to Arizona. We're playing Quintero.
Six.
That is inaccurate.
Okay. I don't know Quintero.
Oh, really?
You got to be better, man. Be better.
All right, Johnny Clark.
You throw a golf course that I don't know.
Close your eyes, Johnny. Johnny, close your eyes.
What was it?
Eight. Yeah, it was an eight.
Delta Comfort.
Dude, first class would be a 9 or 10.
No, private jet would be a 10.
Then first class on Delta would be a 9.
Would be probably an 8.
Okay. Johnny really? Still got his eyes closed. What are you picking?
Can I open my eyes?
No, sorry. I guess my that's on me.
Yeah. Pick the number?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You know, I've been thinking about this question, and I haven't really been able to come up with something great, and I think this question might give some away, but there's a lot of room for discrepancy in this answer, but I'm just going to ask it anyway. Tone, you're playing member guest. You're out at the song. You're in the shootout, right? You're teeing it up on 17.
Who's your partner?
No. I thought of that, but that's not it. You're teeing it up on 17. It's your turn to drive the ball.
On 17.
Carts are lining the fairway. Where's your drive ending up?
This is a good one. It's going to be
over the bunker on the left.
Yep.
In the fescue.
Yep. Okay.
And we're going to search for 2 minutes and 47 seconds, and we're going to find the ball.
Okay. Redemption.
But we did find it. And yep. We're going to have about 139 yards.
And it's playable. You've got a shot.
I mean, it's not a great lie.
Okay.
It took us 3 minutes to find
it.
All
right. All right. Yeah, all right.
No all more right. additional questions. You're right. I shouldn't have asked that. It's a four.
Unbelievable.
Me and you, Johnny.
That was a repeat question situation. We had multiple questions there. We got lie out of that. We got number to the flag out of that. We got where the ball.
That's why I asked Tony.
Flew over out of that.
You had what airline? What seating that's area fair. You're going to be you seating? You had fair. Any golf course anywhere?
I can't fair. Believe that. Delta Comfort's not an eight.
Me and you,
it's
Johnny.
A six
let's
in your
let's go, baby.
It's a six.
Oh, man. That's a fun game. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. I hope the listeners right. enjoyed that.
Well, hopefully that episode that wasn't the dumbest
hey,
thing ever.
We'll get better from it. We'll learn from it. Right. We'll get better.
And then we'll move on.
All
right.
That was fun.
With that, Johnny's the champion.
Let's go.
Yeah, Johnny's a champion. Yeah, nice job, Johnny.
Play that at home. That's right, a fun one. I like that.
See you guys.
Cheers. Later.